Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You are listening to CBS FM, Shannon in the Morning with Patty and Sue and the rest of the crew. Yeah, 65 years old. Yeah. Been battling that throat cancer for almost 20 years and a lot of physical problems. He had a hip replacement like a lot of performers do. I guess when you hop around the stage, he didn't hop around that much. You know, David Lee Roth did most of the hopping. He was the hopper in the band.
He was playing the guitar, but, you know, still takes a lot of energy, a lot of movement. And who knows? I mean, the guy had a lot of stuff going on. He even had that surgery. Diverticulitis is like one of the most painful things you can get, and he had to have surgery for that.
So you also have to remember that he fought alcoholism and drug addiction. He went to rehab like three or four, five times.
Yeah, he said it was because he was such a shy person. He said, I was so uncomfortable in social settings. It was the only way I could get comfortable, and he said, and I just overdid it.
I got to tell you, I know exactly how I felt. I was the same way.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk to anybody, let alone a hot girl.
Yeah.
You know, unless I was drinking a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think it's true for a lot of people. It's one of those things that just makes you go, okay, now I can do this.
Yeah, it does. A lot of people have a couple of sips before they go to a party or any, you know, event like that, but... You know, sometimes that's a monster that turns.
Right. Not always. It's not always.
Turns on you.
Yeah, it doesn't always, but it can, and it's something to be aware of.
CBS FM forecast. We got a wind advisory from 2 p.m. this afternoon till 2 a.m. Thursday, overnight tonight. Wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Other than that, it's a mix of sun and clouds today. Pretty decent day, a high up to 76. That's the highest temp we've had in a while, you know, a week or two here.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, 65. Friday, 68. Saturday, 75. Sunday, 70. Just a beautiful rest of the week and weekend. Right now, 61 going up to 76. Yankees lost to the Rays last night in Game 2. It's tied up one each. Game 3 tonight. Out in San Diego. It's funny, I was, Patty and I were talking, obviously, about Eddie Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
And when I left the radio business for, I don't know, 3 years, I wanted to make music, and I went to work for this record company, and we happened to have Kiss on our label.
Right.
Lived out in L.A., I thought that would be great, man. I'd be out there, single guy, roaming around Hollywood, and, I would go out a couple of times with Gene Simmons. And one night he took me over to this club called the Starwood. He said, I want to show you this band that I'm working with. All right. You may want to sign them to your label. I said, well, it's your label too. Yeah, but they don't listen to me. They'll listen to you. So we went into the Starwood, and it was Van Halen.
Wow. Wow.
And this was, you know, like mid-70s.
Yeah.
And they were raw. They didn't have it all together yet, but they did. I remember they opened up with You Really Got Me. and a lot of energy. And I noticed that guitar player, he's a little special, isn't he? You know, you didn't even notice David Lee Roth at the time because he hadn't really worked into
evolved.
That big, yeah, he hadn't gotten there yet, but it was just funny. And Gene was their original manager. He signed him. Yeah. And nothing happened, so he released him, and, you know, it took time. Sometimes timing is everything.
Sure, sure.
But it was, I always remember that night. The Starwood was like where all the young punk bands played in Los Angeles. It wasn't on Sunset Strip, so it wasn't like the club where all the established groups would hang out.
Right, right.
7:14, over to Patty. I know you've got a report ready to go on the Van Halen situation.
Yeah, like you said, he died after a 20-year battle with cancer. Had to have part of his tongue removed 18 or 19 years ago. But as his ex-wife, Valerie Bertinelli, said, he never lost his love for life, energy, humor, or his impish grin. His son, Wolf, announced the news, saying every moment he spent with his dad on and off stage was a gift. Eddie was 65, considered one of the greatest rock guitarists of all time. He said in a 1996 interview he believed everybody on the planet has a gift, and he was grateful and lucky to have found his. He said he tried to make music from the heart, and if he knew the secret to writing a hit, every song would have been one. Born in Holland, his dad was a Dutch musician, his mother Indonesian. His first instrument was classical piano and then violin. The family moved to California when he was 7. After getting his first guitar at 12, he taught himself to play. He and his brother and some friends formed Van Halen, and their debut album, called Van Halen, in 1978 made them stars. In 1984, the song Jump topped the Billboard charts for 5 weeks. Eddie also played the guitar solo in Michael Jackson's Beat It, which he did free of charge.
Pretty good deal for Michael.
And he just loved music so much. He even made cameo appearances in a couple of Frank Sinatra videos. Eddie was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007. Lots of tributes coming in. Sammy Hagar says he's heartbroken. Geezer Butler, Black Sabbath, said, just when I thought 2020 couldn't get any worse. Nikki Sixx called him the Mozart of rock guitar. And Flea of Red Hot Chili Peppers says, with Eddie's death, a vibrant part of music has left the earth. Steve Gordon, a Gorman of the Black Crowes, said, while many things will be said about him, those words will never come close to expressing what he meant to rock music, what he meant to guitarists, and what he meant to the guitar itself. And Scott, you were talking about this. Gene Simmons, who, of course, was an early supporter of Van Halen, tweeted this response.
I'll tell you one thing. You won't hear Gene Simmons talk like that very often.
Yeah, he's normally like, wah!
He was very taken aback by that. Ooh.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because everybody sort of knew it was coming for such a long time, but he was such a fighter that everybody thought, you know what, he's dealing with this. And then, you know, and then here we are. Valerie Bertinelli.
You know, when they went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2007, Eddie didn't even go. I don't know why, but only Sammy Hagar. And Michael Anthony showed up for it. I guess they didn't care, or maybe he was, you know.
He might have been sick at the time.
He might have been sick at the time,
too. He's very private about that. Valerie Bertinelli was married to him for 26 years, and back in 2008, she talked to GMA about still being close to him. Last night, she tweeted, 40 years ago, my life changed forever when I met you. You gave me the one true light in my life, our son, Wolfgang. Through all your challenging treatments, you kept your gorgeous spirit and that impish grin. I'm so grateful Wolfie and I were able to hold you in your last moments. I will see you in our next life, my love.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, it's always nice when you can have that kind of relationship with somebody who you know, were close to for a long time. Very few breakups end like theirs.
Yeah.
Where they were still buddies.
I didn't realize it was 26 years that they were married. That's a long time. Yeah.
She went through a lot of changes, too, with him. And they just, you know, finally just gave up trying to get along as man and wife. But obviously their friendship worked pretty well.
Yep, it sure did.
Thank you, Patty. Good job. Yeah. 7:20 here at CBS FM. Coming up, we got that $50 Amazon gift card. And, yes, we will continue to pay tribute to Eddie Van Halen as the morning goes along. It's a pretty big deal. That was a pretty big rock star, my friends. And to lose him, something... You know, very sad. That's the first song that I ever got to see Van Halen play. That wasn't even on a record yet.
Is that amazing?
It was a long time ago. You know, they had three different lead singers during the band's run.
Yeah, who was the third? Because I know the first two, but I don't know the middle one.
It had David Lee Roth. Right. And then there was, they called it Van Hagar for a while. Sammy was in there. But Sammy's is a volatile person. He's always, you know, one of the guys, when you're around him, he's always the boss. And he's always got, you know, you got to do it his way kind of thing. And that just didn't go with Eddie. But they got along for a while, and finally they got in a big argument, and Sammy left. I mean, he's talented, but he's just a tough guy to deal with. Right. And then they remember that song, More Than Words, a real slow ballad, beautiful song?
Yeah, sure.
More Than Words. Gary Cherone was the lead singer for that. It was really a rock and roll band. It's funny because that was the song everybody knew them by. But it was not the music that they usually played. So Gary Cherone was the lead singer for a while with Van Halen. I think they did one album with him. And then here comes David again. David Lee Roth came back for a while.
Yeah.
Like I said, he had gotten a little bit, I don't know, what has nothing to do with your age, because look at so many people who can still sing. Mick Jagger can still sing.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis DeYoung, he still got a perfect voice. But for some reason, I guess David didn't take care of his voice, or just maybe his metabolism.
The way he used it, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's a big part of it.
Like we said, if you want to hit us up on the Facebook and talk about your experience or your love for Van Halen, Rochelle Tremblay says, he provided the soundtrack for my teenage years, extraordinary talent. My heart is broken for Wolfie and the entire Van Halen family. And then Andrea Wallace said, I wasn't really into Van Halen. I didn't care much for David Lee Roth, but it's so sad to hear about Eddie's passing. What a great guitarist. Rest in rock and roll heaven. And then I got a guy named Bart Lasquardo. He says, there'll never be another EVH RIP. And a lot of people are checking in this morning, requesting songs and that kind of thing, which is nice. You know, it's just, and then there's late news. This is not unusual when you're dealing with the cancer that Eddie Van Halen was dealing with. Mm-hmm. They say in the last hours of his life, the doctors found the lung cancer had spread. First he had the throat cancer, and it spread to his lungs. He was a smoker.
And to his brain as well, and other organs in the last 72 hours. So they were.
Wasn't much they could do for him. A lot of different people are checking in with their thoughts about Eddie Van Halen passing away yesterday. Joe Satriani, who's a pretty darn guitar player himself, says Eddie Van Halen was the greatest of our generation. Nice compliment.
Sure.
Did you see that that young lady we posted this morning on a Facebook page? She's, I don't know how old she is. What is she like? She's like 17 or 18 years old. She's out of Austin, Texas. She has the longest legs in the world. Isn't that crazy? She's not the tallest woman in the world.
She's got like these, like, what are they, like 54-inch legs or something? Some crazy.
Her dad is 6'5". Her mother is 5'7". Her brother is 6'3". I think she's 6'10".
Yikes.
Yeah, but she's got those big. It's weird. It's almost freaky looking when you see her.
Yeah. Well, they also take those pictures to make it look even more outrageous than it is.
I agree, but she says there's definitely negatives to having long legs, hitting your head, walking through doors. You ought to see me try to get in a car. And she says, also trying to find clothes that fit. When she was born, she measured 19 inches.
That's a normal-sized baby.
Right. But when she was 9, she was 5'7".
Yep.
Pretty wild.
Wild.
She's got the longest legs in the world. So, I mean, maybe there's somebody else that's the longest legs that they know of. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, they say her left leg is 53 inches. Her right is 52.8 inches. I'm 60 what? Inches tall, head to toe.
So if she stood next to you,
her legs would come up. Right, the top of her legs would be probably right around my nose. Around my nose.
Yeah. That'd be a good photo for you to have.
Yeah,
your,
that'd be a great photo. Thanks,
website.
Scott.
Get a picture of her. You can fly her in from Austin, Texas, just to take a picture of Patty.
Yeah.
That'd be great. All right, it's 8:12 at CBS FM. I don't know who put this out. There's a list of 27 famous men who have been married and divorced more than you realized. Larry King, I think we all know that. He's been married and divorced 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Pryor, 7 times. Billy Bob Thornton's been married 6 times. Geraldo Rivera, 5 times. I think he's settled down, he's finally found the love of his life.
They always think they've found the love of their life.
I'm not sure you're supposed to get married every time you fall in love.
I know, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe that's the case. I mean, how many times have, I'm not going to ask you because it wouldn't be embarrassing, but how many times have you fallen in love?
That's a general question.
Went on with your life. Yeah, it's a general audience question.
Right.
I'm not going to get an answer. I'm just asking.
I think we should both come up with answers for everyone.
8:13 at CBS FM. Patty's got the entertainment update. The Daily Dirt, what's going on?
Well, this is kind of sketchy. Now we know how Saturday Night Live managed to have a live audience when their season debuted on Saturday. New York State COVID rules clearly state there can be no live in-studio gatherings by the public. Well, it turns out Saturday Night Live paid the audience, effectively making them cast members. They each got $150. It was Saturday Night Live's most watched premiere in 4 years. That doesn't sound right. That sounds like somebody really needs to question them about that. Because then anybody, you can pay anybody. I'll pay a whole bunch of people if I want to have a big giant party. And if I pay them, suddenly they become employees so they can come to the house. That just doesn't sound right to me, but that's what they did.
I'll register your complaint with the officials.
Thank you. Yeah.
Patty Steele's
no
upset.
One cares.
You can't do that.
Told you there was a mix-up at the end of Dancing with the Stars. New host Tyra Banks announced cheer coach Monica Aldama and her pro partner Val Smirkovsky were safe when they were actually trailing the pack. Then she named two other teams as the bottom two. And finally, Anne Heche and her partner got called out to get the boot. Now we hear a furious Anne Heche left the Dancing with the Stars set after that crazy elimination.
Wow.
Page Six says she refused to do any post-show press and got in the car and left the lot. Tyra, meantime, said, oh, there's been an error in the control room. This is the craziness of live TV. I'm so sorry. And not so happy.
She probably she might be the one who screwed it up. She seems a little confused
as
a host. There's something wrong.
Yeah, right. It doesn't sound like she knows what she's doing. It's weird.
I wouldn't be surprised to see the other guy come back.
Oh, wow. I don't know if they do that.
Not right now.
But they may move, or they may move. Yeah. Just move on.
Yeah.
So this will do nothing to make theater chains feel better. The debut of The Batman, starring Rob Pattinson, has now been moved from October 1st, 2021 to March 4th, 2022. Other major changes include The Flash, starring Ezra Miller, being pushed from June 3rd, 2022 to November 4th, 2022. But The Matrix 4 has gotten bumped up. April 1st, 2022 is when it was supposed to be out. Now it's going to be next December in 2021 at Christmas time.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I really don't need to hear any more of those numbers.
I know. It's really scary, isn't it?
Completely. You know, tell me when you're coming out. Tell me when you're just about ready to do it. I don't want to hear it anymore. I mean,
but theater chains are waiting with bated breath because they're trying to stay in business, but...
I don't own a theater though, so I don't care. Whenever I can go see it, tell me.
Yeah. Well, for those of us that love and miss theaters, it does matter because we're not going to be able to.
If I wanted to quiz somebody right now about which movie's been kicked back to what date, no one would know.
Well, what the overall takeaway is, they're all getting bumped to a year.
Yeah.
It's sometimes a year and a half away. It's crazy.
Now, you know what? I can go with that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm good with
that. Wrap it up that way. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.